Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us with an email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for this blessed day. We thank you for another opportunity to go into the Word of God this day. Father, I pray that you will bless us with understanding of your Word today and help us to understand this truth that you're trying to get over to us. And Father, help us to walk accordingly that will be pleasing in your sight. In the name of Jesus, release unto us by your Spirit the understanding that we stand in need of. For Lord God, we'll be careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for another blessed day. And we are continuing on in our series that is titled The End Times Like Noah's Time. Tonight is part 7. Amen. And what I want to start from tonight, the Lord say the same. If you have your Bibles, let us go into the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to start here tonight as we are on part 7. And as I told you before, I will be calling out these unholy unions. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 21, and for those of you that don't, you may say, well, I don't have a Bible. Well, no problem. Just listen along with us and take what you hear back to the Lord. We'll be going through, turning through some pages here, amen, or turning to different places. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, glory be to God. And the word of God says, and the Lord visit Hannah so that she conceive and bear 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Now, I want to go to the original Hebrew word for the word child. And I want to give you what that Hebrew word means as I'm looking through the concordance here. Amen. The Hebrew word, the Hebrew word here for the word child. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. From the Hebrew word Nahar, and it means a boy This is what the word child, meaning in this, the original Hebrew, in this word, original word here that was translated child in this verse here. The original Hebrew word is once again, is Na'ar, Na'ar. Na'ar means a boy from the age of infancy to adolescence. By implication, a servant, also by interchange of sex, a girl. So according to the original Hebrew word here, glory be to God, the child here can either be a boy or a girl from, as it said here, from puberty, from infancy to adolescent age. Now, what would be infancy, or what would be adolescent age? Well, as we go into Webster here, to look up the word adolescence, to give you what the word adolescence mean. And the word adolescence, according to Webster, is the period of life from puberty to maturity. Okay, that's adolescence, the period from puberty to maturity. Okay, so that's considered the adolescent stage. So a child here will be someone considered from infancy to adolescence, and adolescence is dealing with from puberty to maturity. Okay, the word child in this verse here. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And there is a Greek word for the word child, and I want to give that to you here. We know the Greek will be dealing with that in the New Testament. And I want to give you the Greek word for this. Let's see, 38 and 13. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, the Greek word for the word child, there's a Greek word for the word child, which is pahidion. Pahidion means a childling of either sex, that is, an infant, or by extension, a half-grown boy or girl. Okay. Now, you said, why did you start off with this? Because for those of you who was listening to part six, I name, after going over with you, starting off with you with some unholy union, marriage or sexual things, I started off talking to you about how people are having sexual relations with demons. And then after that, I went to start calling marriages out, or unholy marriages, not acceptable to God. And the one another one I call out was called child marriages. And I gave you a little research of statistics, and it was shocking that, you know, sometimes we look at certain things happening in other parts of the world and never think it happens here. You know, the first report I gave you, for those of you that's listening, hey, you can go to the archives of the past episode, because it records our broadcast to part six, and you will hear me read to you on that, a paper that was done on this, child marriages. And, you know, there are many countries in the world that, you know, the children are married out, go as low as 7 or 8 years old. And mostly, to be honest with you, is girls married off to older men, okay? And then I read to you where that it had been recorded that there have been, since from 2000 to 2015, some 200,000 child marriages here in the United States. Okay? Amen. And that I think I forgot which state it was that I read to you about who just put up their legal marriage age limit to, I think they just put it up to 16 or from 16. And another state has it as low as 14. Now, once again, we put the original Greek and Hebrew words together, and we find out that a child is known as a half-grown boy or girl, not grown or fully grown, and still up from the infancy stage or from still in the adolescent stage, not a grown-up. Now, you said, why are you saying this? Because the reason why I'm speaking on this is because these child marriages is not of God. You know, God in his infinite wisdom and in his creative power created up to a point where that we have to go through different stages for growth. The great example I can give you is physically. See, God planted so and caused it so that when the baby is in the womb, once the baby come out, the baby is known as the infant, a newborn, you know, and all that. But the baby got to grow from there to the childhood, adolescence, and then to grown up. Amen. And, you know, what is happening is that through these child marriages, kids are being pushed to, quote, grow up before their time. See, everything, when you look at it here, it takes a time. When you start rushing things out as timing, most time that's when you get in trouble. You know, you look at today, you have, and look with our kids today. Many parents are letting them grow up before time. Some of them are even forcing the children to grow up before time, okay? You understand what I'm saying? And so these child marriages ain't making it no better. Now, once again, I'm calling out these marriages because Jesus was letting us know in the scriptures in Luke 17 and Matthew 24 that you can get a glimpse of what was going on in Noah's day. You know, in our time, you can get a glimpse of what was going on in Noah's day through what you see in these unholy union or marriages, okay? And so we have child marriages going on today. I mean, you know, I read to you that how that some of them are forcing their children off to be married because they feel like they are burdened financially and all that. Amen. They just marry the kids off. And now you got some kids who, you know, 12 and 13, they act like they're 30. They rule in the house where their parents is. They say, hey, I like this boy. I like this girl. I want to get married. And the parents is obeying them, okay? And our children are not becoming fully developed, even in the mind. They're thrust into a place or position before time. And this is where you start beginning to have a lot of trouble, okay? Amen. And I have seen these cases now. Don't get me wrong, in my time growing up, there was some who was trying to be, you know, quote, grown before their time. But in this day and time, it is the worst that I've ever seen. Okay? This is the worst I ever seen. I mean, when you talk about, in many homes, total takeover of the house by the kids. Or in many homes, parents is not even, they're not even concerned about watching their kids or teaching or training their kids the way they should go. And some of them have even no interest in their kids, okay? You got kids going to school and no mama, no daddy show up for support or check on them or nothing like that. Okay, so now, you know, they left out to fend for themselves. And like I said, this is the worst case in this time that I have ever seen, ever in my lifetime. And, you know, it's heart-wrenching, it's sad, but this is what's happening. And this is what letting you know that this time is like Noah time, these child marriages, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, the next type of marriage, unholy union, is called a ghost marriage. Yeah, you heard me right. A ghost marriage. Now, I want to draw up some and read some information to you on this ghost marriage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is going on in this time, beloved. Hallelujah. Going on in this time. And some of y'all may think this is made up, but it's not made up, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, Chinese ghost, and it's also referred to as Chinese ghost marriage. Chinese ghost marriage. In Chinese tradition, a ghost marriage is a marriage in which one or both parties are deceased. I think I'll read that again, okay? Ghost marriage, in Chinese tradition, a ghost marriage is a marriage in which one or both parties are deceased. So either one is dead or both of them are dead. Now, there are some other what you would call forms of ghost marriage, okay? There are other forms of ghost marriage, okay? And one of the other forms of ghost marriage is called posthumous marriage. Posthumous marriage, okay? Posthumous. H-U-M-O-U-S, marriage. Posthumous marriage. And a posthumous marriage, or another word called necrogamy, is a marriage in which at least one of the participating members is deceased. Okay. Now, keep that in mind. I want you to go to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And let's look at something here. Romans chapter 7. I'm going to read verse 1 through verse 3. Romans chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, "Know ye not, brethren, for I speak it to them that know the law, how that the law have dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband." Okay. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Okay? So if he or she is dead, for example, if two people were married and one of them die, then the one that's alive is free from the covenant of the marriage. They're no longer, married. They're apart. Okay? In other words, reading there, and notice that in Genesis 2, when the Lord took the rib of man out and made woman, notice that Eve was not dead. He did not tell Adam, "So Adam, this is your wife," and she was dead. She had life. Life was breathed into her. Okay? So in other words, God did not set up for two dead people to get married, or one is alive and one is dead to be married. You understand it? This is an unholy union. And so you got this kind of practice going on where you got ghost marriages or posthumous marriages, okay? Once again, it's not of God. You understand what I'm saying? God is not having you marry somebody that's dead. That ain't happening, okay? Amen. That is not put, you do not find that anywhere in the scriptures where that the Lord ordained or set up marriages where one of them is dead. Okay? Because, see, that person is free from that law. If that spouse died, then they free from it. Okay? They're free to go on. They're free from that type of covenant right there. Okay? Amen. God has not set up where that, hey, you say, hey, I liked her, but she's dead. I want to marry her for her to be my wife. That don't make no sense, people. But see, in this day and time we live in, that's one of the marriages that is going on today, okay? Amen. It's Chinese or ghost marriages. A form of it is also called posthumous marriages. Amen. You know, in the word of the Lord, Jesus said, the world with its greed for wealth and pleasure must be won. And see, people have a, now, don't get me wrong, God wants us to have pleasure, but it got to be holy and right in his guidelines. You got people got very strong unholy pleasures. And see, these different off-the-wall marriages is all about dealing with these type of pleasures that is not ordained or established or acceptable in the sight of God. So now we're understanding what was happening in Noah's day when Jesus said they married and given in marriage. Well, you know, all kinds of marriages they were doing was going on, okay? All, you know, when you marry someone, you are coming into a union as to be one. Jesus said in the word that when that man marry his wife, the two become one flesh. So when you are married, you're becoming one with that person you are married to, okay, or you're getting married to. Amen. And it has to be, for it to be acceptable, it has to be done along the guidelines of the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? If you're getting outside the word of God and coming up with your own stuff, it's not acceptable in the sight of God. Amen. And so we're living in a day of time where there are all types of strange, peculiar, out-of-the-way marriages. And see, once again, when the Lord took the rib from Adam and made woman, he breathed the breath of life in her. She was alive. He didn't say, huh, Adam, this is your wife, and she was dead. I mean, what good could it have done him to be married a dead woman? You understand what I'm saying? And even in these posthumous marriages, you know, where one or both, you know, how two dead folks gonna get married? Two physically dead folks, how they gonna get married? Come on. But see, this is what happens when man get away from the word of God. Man's coming up with all this off the wall stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I want to mention another type of marriage, unholy and unacceptable in the sight of God. And like I told you, I'm going to call these things out because some people today, and perhaps maybe some of you are listening, you're like, oh, leave well enough alone. Ain't hurt nobody. Well, I got to give them the heads up because it is my job to warn them that when you go around, because, you know, you got people so quick to talk about what God, that God accepts. They can be doing all kinds of abominable stuff, and they will sit there with a straight face and tell you that God accepts it. Because, quote, seem like some of everybody got their own view of God. You understand that? Apart from his word. You understand what I'm saying? See, a lot of people who don't even study, even don't even read the word of God, have their own, quote, personal view about God. apart from the words, okay? Amen. So another marriage that is unacceptable, and I say this without being prideful, but being bold and straight with you, this other marriage is called polygamous marriages. Polygamous marriages. Now you got some, you got a few today, you know, that you know, you got tribes in other countries, but you got, if you want to say close to the United States, you got some that believe that that's okay. Okay. Now the polygamous marriage is divided into two forms. Well, might well say three. The first one out of polygamous marriage is polygamy, okay? And polygamy is when one man is married to several women. Now, when you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he said, let every man have a wife, not wives. You get that? Let every man have a wife. He didn't say wives, okay? You know, I was just looking at, news today, how that these pro basketball player, his name is Lou Williams, and the title was how he has, you know, two girlfriends, you know, and, you know, today we living in a time where with many people it's all about pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And I'm talking about pleasure outside of the boundaries of the Word of God. Because, see, you get some people, when you talk about Christians, they say, well, y'all don't have no fun. Well, y'all can have fun if it's within the boundaries of God's word. See, if I call myself having fun out of boundaries of God's word, I'd be convicted. Yeah. I'd be convicted. I can't, you know, to me, if you're comfortable in committing abomination, iniquity, and all that, you need to go back and check yourself because there's something wrong, okay? Amen. So polygamy, which is one man married to several women, and some of y'all see that, you know, that show, it's been coming up for a few years, called Sister Wives. I mean, you know, you got to feel sorry and pray for those women because, and they being, you know, brainwashed and misled. Now this one man got, I forgot how many of them is it, three or four? Okay. See, it's all about gratifying his flesh. That's what it's about. It was not given by the Lord for that. You know, even the Mormons, the numbers different with Joseph Smith. Some say he had 24 wives. Then I've heard as many as, what, 36 and then a higher number. And some of the women he married at the same time were both mother and daughter. Now, that's just an abominable thing in the sight of God, people. It's an abominable thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And for those of you who wants to hear this and say, well, what about David? What about Solomon? God gave them many wives. Well, let me help you out on that right there. I want to say two things to that. Number one, the Lord protocol is the mouth of two or three witnesses, okay? Now, you can find two or three witnesses, even more, where God set up the marriage to be between a man and a wife, not wives. But you ain't finding all these witnesses. But two or three witnesses, you find that in the Old Testament about David and Solomon. Amen. And what many of you fail to understand, you see in one of the scriptures where it said, well, God gave David and all this. Well, we got to understand that much of the Hebrew word, really the original Hebrew writing was in the permissive tense. And when King James, they translate the Bible to our language, our verb tense is more like a causative sense. So therefore, it would look like God gave him them wives,
But what it is that God permitted him to have them. He wasn't for it. He did not commission it. He permitted him to have it. Okay? Amen. And if you really read the story of David, you'll see the trouble it brought him from having all them wives and concubines. And above all, David had like a spirit of lust. Okay? Amen. Amen. You know, I hate to say it, but if David saw your wife, okay, you know, you might be in some kind of trouble. But anyhow, now, the other, another form of polygamous marriage is titled, is called polyandry, And I had never heard of polyandry until like, what is this, maybe a year or so ago. But polyandry is where one woman is married to several men. One woman is married to several men. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. One woman. Now, you rarely hear, and I think the last time I looked at that, I think that, and I heard of practice being great, but I think it's somewhere in the islands, some kind of islands over there, by the way, off. Somewhere China, I think. But anyhow, you very rarely hear about one woman married to several men. Amen. And so that is a unholy and, you know, abominable act. It's an unholy act. Okay. But this is the stuff that they're doing in this day and time. And God said, as you see this, now you're getting a glimpse of what was happening in Noah's time when he said they were marrying and giving in marriage. There was all types of so-called, quote, marriages that was not of God that was happening in that time just like it's happening today. Okay? Now, it's happening today, people. I mean, you know, they're making up marriages, okay? They're just making up stuff to do, okay? And once again, it is all about pleasing the flesh. It is pleasing or pleasure of the flesh, going past the boundaries of God. See, you look at today, people really don't want to measure their marriage up to the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you got one marriage, like for example, many of y'all know the, I guess you want to call Hollywood star Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. They got what you call open marriage. Wow. I mean, you go and get to, you married, but you go get to sleep with whoever you want to. People, it ain't got outrageous, okay? The respect is gone, okay? And I'm talking about, these are people that's around my age, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. During my time growing up, there wasn't no squeaky clean going on. I'm just going to be honest with you. But, man, this going on this time is unheard of. I mean, it just have gotten worse. And see, you hear people talking about, well, you know, this world's going to get better. I said, no, it ain't. Oh, you a doomsday. No, I ain't. I said, the only true peace is going to come is with those that really believe in Christ. This world is progressing in a bad way, worse, okay? Sin is getting worse and worse. Respect is going more and more out the door. Okay? Amen. So, the Bible says in Corinthians 7, let every woman have what? A husband, not husbands. Okay? A husband, not husbands. Okay? Eve was the wife of Adam, not Adam, Sam, and Johnny. Okay? None of that. See, you know, and some of these people who makes God what I call an acceptable being. And what I mean is that he accepts anything. Well, that ain't the true and living God. That's not the God of the Bible, okay? Amen. I don't care. Well, they say, well, Jesus said, no, that ain't the Jesus of the Bible. You got to be talking about a different Jesus. You got to be talking about a fake put on Jesus, because they ain't the true Jesus. The true Jesus, nowhere in the scripture see that you see where he advertising a man having or set up a man having a bunch of wives or a bunch of women, several women a wife, or a woman having several men to a husband, to be her husband. You don't see no setup like that. And it's amazing to me how we as believers have stayed on the quiet tip, okay, and not call these things out and call sin a sin that what God calls sin. We won't do that. And the first thing we're talking about, well, I don't want to judge nobody. I ain't trying to. No, you got to call it what it is. Call it what God calls it, okay? We got to quit being scared, people. Amen. We got to stop this. Listen, if we're going to sit in the servant talking about we know Jesus the protector, he's the keeper, okay, we're going to do all that. But once we get outside the walls of the church building, we become different people. We become shaky, nervous, can't talk right. When the moment comes for us to stand for the truth, you know, when they legalize same-sex marriage, you know, the question was, well, where was the church at? Amen. And, you know, glory to God. It's just something. It's just amazing how that we as believers have laid low to a point where we've done like the ostriches. We just stuck our head in the sand, hiding from this stuff. Now, there is another form of polygamy. I told you polygamous marriage. I told you polygamy, which is dealing with a man married to several women, and polyandry, which is a one woman married to several men. There's another form of polygamous marriage, which is called group marriage. Group marriage. Group marriage is, get this, the marriage of several men with several women, a conjoint marriage where three or more adults enter into sexual, affective, romantic, or intimate short or long-term partnerships. The group may be open to taking on new partners, but only if all members of the family agree to accept the new person. Now, did you hear that? Group marriage, okay? Several men and several women all marry into like one big family. And see, they can have sex with one another, even men with men or women with women in that group marriage. You get what I'm saying? Now, if that ain't gone ridiculous and wild, I don't know what is. I don't know what is, okay? Because, like I said, it has gotten out of control. It has went overboard. And like I said, people, and this is why it also reflects that in Noah's time, they went to living their own lives. When he said they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, they went on living their own lives apart from the word of God, doing their own way, coming up with their own thing. But see, that's what would happen. That's happening today. People are making up all kind of strange kind of, quote, marriages. And it all for the pleasing of the flesh. It's all for just pleasure, a greed for pleasure, okay? You know when you have a greed for something, you know, when just like you have a greed for food, you will eat when you don't even need to eat. You just eat because it's around. And then when you have a greed for food, you will get into the act of, you will do something disrespectful and sinful all that just to get it, okay? Boy, I know at the time growing up, you know what? I will be honest with you. You know, one of the things that would aggravate my mother and get mad, boy, if you get that greedy, especially when she know you an eight. And you know how some kids just come up in the days like, you know, you go over to the house and you go visit this person, and maybe you pull out a piece of gum, and that child just staring at you while you're chewing that gum, and that mother get mad or that daddy get mad and say, go get somewhere and sit down. You ain't hungry. You don't do nothing like that, because that was very disrespectful, okay? And the message you were sending was that, you know, as a child, letting this be looked to the other grown-ups is that, you know, your mom, your dad and your mama weren't feeding you. Okay? Amen. And so you got people today who have a greed for pleasure. And so with this greed, they start doing stuff away from the limitations of the Word of God on the subject. Because why? It's for pleasure. Okay? Ungodly pleasure. In other words, they're saying that, Lord, we're not going to go by your laws. We're not going to be bound or be limited to your boundaries. We're going to take a pass that. See, this is why so many people, they don't want to hear about Jesus or the word Jesus said in the Bible or how we should live. They don't want to hear that. Why? Because, you know, that would put my pleasure on a boundary. And I don't want to do that. I want to just do my thing. Do whatever, okay? Whatever is pleasurable to me. But see, that's the attitude many of them carry, okay? That is simply the attitude, okay? That I want pleasure, okay? And I don't want to do it within the boundaries of the Lord. Word, I don't want to do it that way. You understand what I'm saying? You got people like that. And like I said, you know, when you are coming to them and talking to them concerning the Word of God, you know, that's why some of them get offended. Amen. Some of them get offended. Now, I want to call out another type of marriage. And that is unholy and not of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There's another marriage called homogamy. Homogamy is marriage between individuals who are in some cultural important way similar to each other based on the social economical status, based on their class, their gender, their case, their ethnicity or religion or age. So these are people, this is the type of marriage where between individuals who are, you know, are the same culturally, similar to each other, okay? It says socioeconomical status and class, gender, ethnicity, or religion, they are similar to each other, okay? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And a form of this homogamy, there's a form of it called same-sex marriage. In Leviticus chapter, 20, verse 13 says that if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. Now, that same sex union, you name it, sexually, you name it, marriage, you name it, okay? Now, he said it should be put to death. That represents judgment. Judgment will fall, will come on you. And we have same-sex marriages today. We have same-sex marriages today. When they legalize it, especially during Barack's administration, amen, and, you know, to be honest with you, as a Christian, you can tell that it was getting ready to head to that. You know, the way things was going, homosexuality was being, you know, pushed out there more and more. Barack was questioned a few times where, from what I understand,
he wouldn't come out straightway answer it at first, just like it was when they were asking, was he a Christian? He wouldn't straightway answer it. But now, from what I was hearing, let's say news-wise, when Barack said that it was acceptable, I, you know, heard on one of the news that he, quote, I don't know if I should use the word force into giving that answer, but Joe Biden being the vice president, they said, went on Meet the Press, and he stated he was for same-sex marriage. And so, therefore, quote, it was said that Barack had no choice, to have to come out and say yes. Either way it go, it's an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. And Romans chapter 1 also lets you know that, too, that it's not acceptable to God. Well, we got it going on today. Okay? Same-sex marriages. Wow. And it has blown up more and more before. And, you know, when this thing was legalized, you know, Barack called himself going out to, what was it, Africa or somewhere, and he's trying to promote this, and they didn't go for that over there. They didn't go for that. But in the good USA, okay, land of the free. We might as well say we the land of the too free. You know, when some people get what you call too free, that's when they too can also become disrespectful. You got some people in their complaint, they want to get too free, okay? They want to get too free. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes man have certain things he do that he goes overboard in his organization of things. But on the other hand, sometimes you need some type of organization, because if you let people get too loose, they get too loose, if you know what I mean. Amen. They will get too loose. So the same-sex marriage is not acceptable in the sight of God. Read Romans chapter 1, where Jesus said, men burn in their lust towards one another, and doing that which is unseemly, and changing the natural use of a woman. So they start going with each other, okay? And the Lord talks about the recompense of their reward, of their error was come upon them, that they would receive that judgment, okay? Amen. So for those of you that say, hey, you know, you come across these same-sex couples and you say, well, God loves them, as if to say that, to say God accepts what they're doing, you misleading them. And may God have mercy on you. You're supposed to be showing them what is right, okay? But here you telling them that is okay. So same-sex marriages is not of God, okay? And like I said, today you just see it just ever since they legalized it. It's been like, wow. I mean, it's been like it just blowed up. You got two men trying to adopt. They even letting children be adopted by same-sex couples. Okay? Bringing children into confusion. See, Satan is the number one biggest, greatest pervert there is. And so he influences perversion. And especially if some note like that. Now imagine you bringing a child in, you finna confuse this child, because the child is seeing two women being their parents, just like others will see two men being their parents, and looking like, okay, this is how it's supposed to go, when originally, no. But once again, I pray that people hear, because God, the judgment of God, is about to come. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for another blessed day that you bless us with. Thank you for watching over and keeping us as you have done. And Father, we pray today, Lord God, that you will bless those who heard this broadcast, and Lord God, that they've heard the word of truth today. So Father, we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for blessing us on this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord say the same part 8 tomorrow, the end time like Noah's time. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.